You're awake. But it's not like I was watching you sleep or anything. I was just making sure you didn't do anything suspicious. I don't know if I can trust you. You're a lot stronger than me. If you wanted to, you could just hold me down and choke me a little bit. Will you stop thinking about me like that? I know that look in your eye. The same way you looked at all your romantic conquests on Earth. You think I'm going to crawl into our bed. I mean, that bed. And let you get on top of me? You think I'm going to meet every one of your thrusts by lifting my hips a little bit so I fuck you back the way you like? Well, guess again. Follow me. What? You like my high heels? But I thought you wouldn't notice them. Whatever. It's not like I'm wearing them for you or anything. I just like to feel a little taller. And besides, they make my butt look better. Don't you think? How dare you say that to a woman you just met? You don't even want to know where we are? Yes, it's heaven. Specifically, this is the Infinite Library. Every book ever written is here, and we can read them and have long, thoughtful discussions about... Hey! Stop staring at my butt! Yes, I know you like butts. And legs. And feet. I've spent a long time watching you. But don't get the wrong idea. I'm not some floozy or like a groupie for you. It's not like I've spent 200 years aching for your touch or anything. Here, follow me. Hold my hand so you don't get lost. So, this is my study. Here, sit down on that sofa. I'll get us a drink. Move over. There's enough room for both of us. I'll just need to... stretch my legs onto your lap. Perfect. But don't try anything funny. Your hands better not go above my knees. Here, drink. So, when you are born, you're assigned a soulmate, right? Well, it so happens that you and I were paired up. So, I'm kind of your soulmate? What do you think about that? You're just saying that because you're horny. Ugh, you look so awkward resting your hand on my knee like that. Maybe you should move it up to my thigh. There. So much more comfortable. A drink. Anyway, I was born and died. And then you took like 100 fucking years to be born. I think that was partially to punish me, the purgatory style, because I had to watch all my friends pair up with their soulmates and hear them brag about all the wild, unprotected sex they were having. Among other things. Like, they also read books and, go for hikes. So they can fuck in the woods. What? I didn't say anything. That must be your dirty imagination. But we'll put that to good use. Moving on. Where was I? You're trying to distract me by being all sexy, and it won't work. I'll have you know, I fantasized about fucking you, specifically, in front of this fireplace so many times that I can anticipate anything you will try and... What are you doing? Wait, don't look at that table. Those books are... Oh, boy. Art of the Blowjob? That's actually a misleading title. It's about... glass blowing? How girls come out on top. Yeah, they must have misspelled the word come. 50 ways to fuck your soulmate on your first day together? Look, that one's actually blank. I thought we could fill it out together. Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? Finding out that I'm a little sex-crazed slut and I'm all yours. But I have a little wrench that I'm going to throw in the works. See, I was sort of bad in the real world. So part of your responsibilities will be to administer my punishment. That's right, babe. You'll have no choice but to take me over your lap and torment my defenseless little butt with this paddle. And see this rope? Sometimes you're going to have to tie me up for completely legitimate reasons. And what are these? Some kind of sex strawberries? Oh. I guess they're just regular strawberries for us to enjoy together. I knew that. Aw. That's sweet of you to offer me some. Yes, I'd love one. Could you feed it to me? So, you see, it's not all unicorns and kittens up here. You're going to have to punish the woman you love most, which also gets me really horny. I mean, fuck. Okay, well, whatever. But I'm sure it's going to be difficult for you. I mean, look at me. Can you really enjoy hurting someone who looks so soft and delicate and angelic? Putting red welts across my tight little ass as I beg for mercy and wriggle on top of your hard cock? What do you mean you'd enjoy that more? You're really something. You know that? I thought I was the only one who liked this sort of stuff. But if you enjoy it too, then that's sort of perfect. But just so you know, it's not purely about sex up here. You also have a responsibility to know me as a person. Do you have any idea how lonely I got waiting for you? How badly I wanted to bare my soul and to be understood by my appointed partner, which is you. That means candlelit dinners where we speak softly and watch the snow fall on the mountains of Elysium. That means you whip the shit out of me, but the next day you give me a luxurious, decadent, full-body massage where you've spent years learning exactly where I like pressure. Playing with my hair as I tell you about my family's history on a lazy morning. You're going to have to work at it, babe. And so will I, but I have a bit of a head start here. I've been watching you your entire life, waiting for you to get here. So we can create a perfect love together. So, I'm going to hold out one of my dainty little feet. I think it would be a symbolic gesture if you were to get on all fours and kiss it as a show of gratitude for all that I've done for you so far. Or you could pick me up, pin me against the wall, and fuck the shit out of me. Or maybe both. Doesn't matter. We've got time together, my love. We've got the rest of eternity.